Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, shall we go to the sandwich store after finish the show?
Yeah, you know, they always have a lunch special, but I believe today is the one where they just pick any of the sandwiches. It's not a set daily special. I guess we could just roll the dice and hope it's going to be a sandwich we like.
Okay, let's go.
Alright, sure.
那么刚才的对话呢，我们复习了一下昨天讲到的 idiom roll the dice， 翻译成中文呢是试试运气。刚才的场景呢，是我们做完节目之后呢，去吃那家的这个三明治，我觉得那三明治特别好，同时呢，每天都有一款 special， 都有一个特价的。但是这么讲了，今天呢，有可能呢，我们要的那个 special 呢，可能是没有了。但是没有关系，我们去试试运气，如果没有，我们可以选别的这个 sandwich， it doesn't matter。所以呢，用到了我们昨天讲到的 idiom。Roll the dice, 翻译成中文呢是试试运气。And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Alright, well, today's idiom, we're rolling something, but not the dice.
What is it?
Today we are rolling up our sleeves. So the idiom for today is roll up your sleeves. Sleeves is S-L-E-E-V-E-S. Roll up your sleeves.
今天的 idiom 有些长，它首先呢前面是一个词组 roll up， 翻译成中文是卷起。那么卷起什么东西呢？后面跟着 sleeve， 是指我们的袖子，卷起我们的袖子。其实这个 idiom 呢，我们在很久以前呢已经讲过了，大家想一想能不能记起来，如果记不起来也没有关系。下面呢我跟 Sam 给大家做一个简单的 conversation， 看看在生活当中如何使用 roll up your sleeve， 同时注意它是一个复数的概念 a plural form。
Yeah, right.
Not just one sleeve, a sleeve.
Roll up both.
Well, let's do it. Well, Sam, I think the apartment needs a thorough cleaning. It's a mess.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think last time, yeah, there was books everywhere, dirty clothes on the floor,
right?
Flies buzzing around my dirty socks. It was pretty bad.
Well, something I cannot put up with is the, you know, the socks lying everywhere. Even I saw one socks on the bookshelf.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how it got there.
Well, it's stinky, well, Sam.
I know. Well, you know, I was going to wait until the springtime to have a big spring cleaning. But, you know what, how about we roll up our sleeves now, do an early cleaning, we can call it a winter cleaning.
Good idea. Let's do it. 那么刚才的对话呢，我跟 Sam 抱怨到说你的房间实在是太乱了，我用一个词呢是 mess， 因为呢它整个的这个房间呢就布满了灰尘，特别是让我难以容忍的是他的这个房间呢到处是袜子，有的袜子已经到了书架上，特别那个袜子还多少有一些异味 stinky。 我跟 Sam 说呢，你的的确确的你的房间需要一个大的清扫。 Sam 听完之后呢说好吧，最好呢我们不要等到这个 spring cleaning， 不要等到春季打扫了，最好冬天呢就给他一个打扫叫 winter cleaning， 同时一个 winter thorough cleaning。 我说呢这是一个好主意，然后 Sam 说到呢Let's roll up sleeves and do it. 让我们卷起袖子，或者我们撸起袖子，什么大干一场。所以今天的一点呢 ，roll up your sleeves 表示一个人做好准备，然后呢大干一场 ，means people are ready to do something.
Yeah, because you know if you're wearing a nice long sleeve shirt, if you're going to get into some hard work, you don't want to get the shirt dirty. So you first roll up your sleeves.Now you're ready to go to work.
So roll up your sleeve can be used not only in the cleaning situation, also in some other scenarios as well, like office work, a study, right?
Yeah, well, take for example, a politician, he's campaigning, he wants to become maybe the mayor, governor, maybe even the president of a country, state, city. So...You know, while he's campaigning, he makes a lot of promises. Hey, I'm going to maybe lower the taxes, and we're going to open more hospitals and more fire stations, hire more policemen. So once he gets elected into office, well, then he has to roll up his sleeves and get to work, try to make all those promises come true.
那么第一个场景呢，我们提到的是一个大清扫。第二个场景呢，可以用到说一个政客或者是一个 governor 或者是一个市长，他竞选之后呢，他要兑现他所做的那些承诺。比如说，他提到的说，如果他当选市长之后呢，首先呢，他要减少了个人的这个所交的这个税，以及呢，增加更多的医院，同时呢，会增加更多的消防的警力。一旦他竞选之后呢，他应该 roll up his sleeves.And put his words into action. 做好准备，把他所承诺的那些话呢，付诸于现实。所以呢，在这里面也可以用到我们今天讲到的 idiom: roll up his sleeves and do something.
Yeah, because it's still work. It's not as physical, but it's a whole another challenging work all of its own.
So I think it also can be used for a student. If he's ready for his study, his homework, he's ahead and ready to roll up his sleeves and do my homework.
Yeah, I know preparing for a test, you really got to roll up your sleeves and get ready for a lot of reviewing, maybe remembering words, so on. Yeah, a lot of work.
And for a student in the U.S., and the things you're going to be prepared is final examinations and particularly the SAT test.
Yeah. Yep, you're right.
Well, that's it for today, isn't it? Roll up your sleeves. And now let's go to part two of today's show, which is Hit the Book.
Yeah, so book study, well, we got to roll up our sleeves and get ready to try to remember some vocab.
Oh, well, before we go to the vocab, I have to do a little bit introduction for today's topic, right?
Okay.
And today's topic is still the continuation of the reason why New Zealand need to change its national flag.
Yeah, the New Zealanders or the Kiwis, is that what they're called?
Kiwi, right.
The Kiwis are not very happy about the flag they have now.
In the previous episode, we provide five reasons why they think change is necessary. And today, we will talk about more reasons.
Okay.
And before we go to the story for today and see the vocab study.
Now it's time to hit the books.
First word we have for our hit the books is muddle. Muddle. M-U-D-D-L-E. Muddle.
第一个单词, muddle, 翻译成中文是混乱, is chaos.
Next we have the word derivative. Derivative. D-E-R-I-V-A-T-I-V-E. Derivative.
第二个单词, derivative, 翻译成中文呢, 如果说在化学, 这个学科当中, 它表示一个衍生物, 但是呢, 今天呢, 它表示说, 一个东西呢, 派生出来的一个支系, 或者是一个体系, 往往呢, 它呢, 已经偏离了它的主体的方向, 那么可以用的单词呢, derivative.
The next word is iconography. Iconography. I-C-O-N-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y. Iconography.
下一个单词听起来呢有一些困难 因为呢首先呢是icon 后面有一个ography 但是呢大家如果能够听懂这icon这个单词 就会想象我们原来讲过了这个词的意思 表示说一个东西的图像或者一个标识 同时英文后面如果以PHY结尾呢 往往呢是指一个学问或者一个学科 那么这个单词iconography 合到一起的是一个图像学 那研究图像的一个学派或者是一个科学 A study or science about picture or icon.
Yeah. Next we have predominant. Predominant. P-R-E-D-O-M-I-N-A-N-T. Predominant.
今天要讲的第四个单词呢, predominant, 翻译成中文是主要的, major, important.
Next we have the word badge. Badge. B-A-D-G-E. Badge.
下一个单词 badge 翻译成中文是徽章，在警察的制服上呢会有一个很明显的一个 badge， 告诉老百姓呢他是一名警察。Yeah，
also you could say the little badges are maybe we talked about campaigning， so you could say vote for somebody somebody that's like a little pin or a little badge. Next we have the word depredate， depredate， D E P R E D A T E， depredate。
下一个单词 depredate 翻译成中文是掠夺
Next we have the word Anzac Day Anzac Day Anzac is A-N-Z-A-C Anzac Day
接下来的Anzac Day 翻译成中文是奥新军团日 它是用来纪念澳大利亚和新西兰在战争中逝去的那些士兵
Okay, next is the word Dilute Dilute D-I-L-U-T-E, dilute.
Dilute, 翻译成中文是稀释。 这个名词呢,在我们原来学化学的时候呢, 会经常用到 dilute, 某一个液体, 表示说把它的浓度呢, 给它降低了。
Yeah, so if a coffee is too strong, well, we can add some more hot water to dilute it. But we also say it with our words. Like, for example, maybe what we say, we have a strong meaning to it, but then someone will pass along our words, and they'll kind of dilute our meaning. They'll soften the meaning a little bit.
它呢可以指水呢把一个液体呢给它稀释掉。另外呢我们在写文章的时候，如果说你加了过多的这个词汇或更多的一些无关的意思，变得使整个的意思呢稀释掉了，那么它表示说呢你的重心，你的这个主要思想受到了很大的影响。
Lastly we have the word millennium. 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 Millennium.
今天的最后一个单词 millennium 翻译成中文是千年 1,000 years.
Yes, every millennium maybe something special will happen.
Well, now let's go to the story.
All right. Yesterday we talked about 4 points of why they need a new flag. Let's begin with point number 5. Number 5. A flag should represent great design. The government is committed to best practice design through the Design Industry Task Force. Great design is a feature of New Zealand's creativity. From the founder of modern industry design practice, Joseph Sennell, through to Lord of the Rings, our design standards have been world leading. Our flag needs to match this standard. In today's environment, the current Union Jack-based flag is simply bad design, poorly composed, a muddle of ideas, thematically derivative and unoriginal. Some leading newspaper editorials have called the current flag an absurdity. Point number 6. A new flag can honor our past. The silver fern has been a feature of our iconography for well over a century. The All Blacks made it their official emblem in 1893. It first appeared on an official New Zealand flag in 1908. The silver fern was the predominant badge of our army in World War I and the official insignia of the 2nd New Zealand Division in World War II. Changing from the Union Jack-based flag does not depreciate the sacrifice of men and women soldiers who fought in 2 world wars. Their efforts are recognized through permanent memorials in every New Zealand town and through the commemoration of Anzac Day each year. Point number 7. A new flag should say one thing. The job of a flag is to instantly signal the country of origin in the simplest, quickest, most potent manner. This means utilizing a single powerful image rather than several elements and thereby diluting the potency of the symbol. There are many mediums for embroidering the layers and textures of our story from a coat of arms through to art and music. The job of the flag is visibility, instant recognition, and emotional cut-through. Our belief is that the stylized silver fern does the strongest job of satisfying the greatest number of New Zealanders at any one time. Point number 8. The times, they are a-changin'. Symbolic change has been a feature of the governmental environment with the scraping of Privy Council, the establishment of a New Zealand Supreme Court, and the abolition of knighthoods. A new flag is not advocacy for New Zealand to become a republic. Many Commonwealth countries do not have the Union Jack in their flag. A silver fern-based flag blends our past, our present, and our future into one emotional symbol. A new flag gives energy and a sense of independence and self-determination in this new millennium.
In addition to beautiful scenery in New Zealand, they also have something they are very proud of, which is their design in New Zealand.
Yes.
But there's a problem because they think their national flag doesn't match the standard and the level of their design industry.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Because apparently the industry, well, they had some dealings with the Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the design in there, you know, that is like world-leading design. Because in that movie, there's a lot of fascinating, great designs.
第五个原因呢，他提到了一个国家的国旗能够很好的代表了一个国家的设计。新西兰人认为他们国家的设计能力是在全球是最强的。虽然他的人口呢只有400,000 in a small country only have 4 or 5 million people, but they are proud of the design capability.
Yes. So they should be able to design a decent flag. And, well, they don't have very good things to say about the flag they have now. First of all, we mentioned that it has a Union Jack-based design. Well, they think this is a very bad, poor design. It's kind of like a muddle of ideas, they even say.
他们认为呢，现在的新西兰的国旗呢，没有很好的体现出新西兰的这个设计能力。同时呢，这个米字旗呢，它的意思非常的混乱。用一个单词的 muddle of idea， 这个单词我们讲到的这个 muddle 表示非常混乱的。有些人会认为呢，这个国旗同时呢还不具有原创性 ，an original， 因为呢它是从英国的国旗呢 copy 过来的。
Right, but they also have some other designs on there, like if you look at Australian flag, it's kind of similar. So that's why it has just too many symbols in there, too many different ideas. So that's why they mention it's just a muddle. There's not one kind of theme going on with their flag.
Which is not as straightforward and people make it confused.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why one newspaper editorial called it an absurdity.They really don't like it.
那么有些媒体呢会认为现在的国旗呢用一个单词来形容 absurdity 就是非常的荒唐。当然了，这个评价呢是有一些过分了。absurdity 是一个很强的单词，表示对一个事情的完全的不同意或完全的不支持。absurd. When you say something your idea is absurd, means I'm strongly against you.
Yeah, and your idea makes no sense. It's kind of out of your mind to do something like that.
Well, look at number six.看看第六条 a new flag can honor our past.
Yeah, and so this is where they mention again the silver fern.、Mm-hmm. It's really a feature of their iconography. So they've used this, it says, for well over a century. So if you look back over 100 years ago, you can see it in something like the All Blacks,、mm-hmm. the rugby team. And it's actually been on New Zealand flags in the past.
新西兰的历史呢也是一部英雄史，因为在新西兰的历史发展过程当中充满了很多的英雄。刚才我们提到的 All Black 就是新西兰的国家橄榄球队，给新西兰赢得了巨大的荣誉，以及呢在一战和二战当中为新西兰为这个世界和平做出牺牲的这些新西兰士兵，他们所作所为为新西兰带来了极大的荣誉。作者认为呢，更换国旗不会对这个新西兰的历史产生任何的影响，只能是一个很好的促进，而没有任何的贬低。
So if they change the flag, actually there's no way that they're showing that they don't appreciate the sacrifice of these men and women in the war、
mm-hmm.
because they have a lot of memorials, and actually, like you mentioned, the soldiers wore the silver fern、mm-hmm. when they were in the army.
同时作者认为呢，这 silver fern 这个银蕨呢能更好地体现出新西兰的这个历史，特别是在新西兰的历史当中，我们刚才讲到了涌现出的各种各样的英雄。
Also, they mentioned that in point number 7, a new flag should say one thing. So this kind of goes back to the flag they have now with the、mm-hmm. Union Jack symbol and other things. It's a muddle of ideas. But if you have just like one silver fern,Well, then it's something that's quickly recognizable and has so much meaning, it's not diluted in its meaning.
第七条我觉得非常的好，就是一个国家的国旗应该只说一件事情，因为作者认为这个国旗应该是最简单 simplest 最简单同时的 most potent manner， 同时它所体现的这种爆发力或这种力量是最强烈的，所以最简单最快捷同时呢力量是最大的这么一种方式。那么 silver fern 这个银蕨作者认为是最好的一个方式来取代现在这个 Union Jack。
Yeah, it's just one single but extremely powerful image. With the flag they have now, there's a lot of different images. But okay, what's this image mean? What's that image mean? But silver fern, boom, one thing, everyone knows all the meaning there.
The writer tried to reinterpret the meaning of the simplest, quickest, most potent manner by saying the job of the flag is visibility, instant recognition, and emotional cut-through. Means the same.
Yeah, that's what a flag should have. So when you look at the silver fern, its visibility, well, of course, everyone can see it. It's clear. And then they can instantly recognize, hey, that's New Zealand. The silver fern, you can see it on their rugby team, you can see it all around the country. So you instantly recognize that. And then the emotional cut through, well, the local people、mm-hmm. who when they see that flag, oh, they're going to have that stirring emotional feeling every time they see it.
the seat of the pride in their mind, right?
Yes, they can remember all the history of New Zealand.
文中进一步强调，一个国家的国旗应该体现出它的一个 visibility， 就能够看到。第二个呢是 instant recognition， 马上就能够识别出来。因为呢，很多国家的国旗，我们看到它的颜色，大概的一个颜色或图案，就知道这个国旗是哪个国家的。但是新西兰和澳大利亚国旗，它离远看呢，基本上呢很难能够识别出来，除非走近才能知道。比如说看看国旗上的这个几个星的位置，我们知道啊，这是新西兰国旗，那个是澳大利亚国旗。更重要一点的是 emotional cut through， 表示说人们情感上的这种反应，看到国旗之后人们能够产生的那种什么自豪感。
And the last point, point eight, they mentioned that the times are changing.So, you know, the government in New Zealand has made a lot of changes. So, symbolic change is also an important thing. A new flag for kind of the newer, more modern government.
由于时代的变迁，我们需要一个新的国旗来代表一个崭新的新西兰。新西兰已经废除了原来英国的那些传统的一些制度，比如说提到的一些贵族制度 a knighthood.
Yeah, they don't have that anymore. They abolished it.
嗯哼，同时呢，一个新的国旗呢，并不是说呢，新西兰要成为一个共和国 ，a Republic of New Zealand. 因为在英联邦国家当中，他们国家的实际元首 ，the head of state， 应该是 the Queen of Elizabeth. 所以呢，他们认为呢，整个的英联邦能够很好的把这些国家能够联系起来。但是呢，有一些国家，比如在澳大利亚，很早以前呢，他们有一个 referendum， 一个公投，澳大利亚是否成为一个澳大利亚共和国，但是经过投票之后呢，认为他们应该留在英联邦之内，新西兰也不例外，他也应该在这个英联邦之内，但是呢，他需要一个崭新的国旗能够代表一个新的新西兰，而不是一个过去的传统的新西兰。 They want to stay in the Commonwealth, but they need a change.
Yeah, but that's okay, because I like how they mentioned this new flag, or the silver fern especially, the symbol,blends the past, the present, and the future all together. So they need something more fitting for their own situation.
很多新西兰人认为这个银爵作为新西兰的新的国旗能够代表新西兰的过去、现在和将来。 So silver fern based national flag blends our past, present, and the future. 三个单词，过去 past, 现在 present, 以及呢未来 future， 同时呢用到一个很好的动词叫 blend， 表示说把过去、现在和将来能够很好的融合到一起，用这个单词 blend， b l e n d。所以大家在写作文的时候，如果想把过去、现在和将来融合到一起的话呢，就可以用这个单词 blend。Well, that's it for today's talk about the national flag in New Zealand.
So hopefully, pretty soon or in the near future, we'll see a nice shiny silver fern.On their new flag.
As a replacement of Union Jack.
Yes, that's right.
Well, time's up and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye everyone, hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与盛世学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive. If I quit calling you my lover, move on. You watch me bleed it till I can't breathe.Oh, you let me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive. I quit calling you my lover.
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起来！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than you